Out of difficulties grow miracles. Jean de la Bruyère. I was around 10 years old when everything began to feel off, and by 11, I had been diagnosed with lupus. At first, it was small things, pain in my joints and constant fatigue. I always felt sick, and my hand, sometimes just one hand, would develop a sensation that was completely indescribable. For hours, even days, my parents would tend to that one hand. I would have my dad squeeze my hand as tightly as he could, letting the numbness distract me from the pain that felt as though it lived deep in my bones. That, along with boiling water, were the only two things that seemed to help. Growing up, if even a finger hurt, my mother would take my siblings and me to the doctor, so by this point, I had already been on countless doctor visits. Yet after all those appointments, I was always sent home with the same explanation, a little bug. Then one day, everything shifted. I remember being rushed to the doctor as pain coursed through my entire body, the soles of my feet so raw and aching that every step felt unbearable. I clung to anything within reach, fighting just to stay upright. Ironically, our family doctor at the time had a visiting physician who examined me and almost immediately offered a provisional diagnosis while we waited for my lab results. My mother and father knew something was not right. They did not know it had a name, the same name I would later learn was systemic lupus erythematosus, or simply lupus. For years after that moment, the word itself felt like a swear word whenever I had to say it out loud. I think part of me wanted to fit in with my peers, even the people I looked up to. I wanted to be normal. I did not want to be seen as someone playing this sympathy card or seeking attention. So I did what I could to conceal it, all in the name of belonging. But as I grew older, I stopped viewing lupus as an excuse. Instead, I began to see it as permission to give myself grace and to be at peace with standing out.